Let's get things started on a Friday. You know how we do it on a Friday. You ready? It's Breakfast Burrito Friday! And I'm trying to figure out if every Friday I want to play my Breakfast Burrito Friday song. So if you get annoyed with it, please just let me know on Instagram and I'll stop doing it. But for now, yeah! You know what it is. Favorite part. Get your breakfast burrito. It's breakfast burrito. Friday. Okay, but like, why is that such a freaking bop? You know what I mean? Like, this is a good song. I'm not going to lie. I got to like pat myself on the back for that one. Happy Breakfast Burrito Friday, a tradition I hold near and dear to my heart because you made it to Friday and you deserve to treat yourself and treat yourself with a breakfast burrito because that's the Denver way. They created a whole like holiday for breakfast burritos. There is an official Breakfast Burrito Day now on the calendar in Denver because we love our breakfast burrito so much. So you made it to Friday. You deserve it. Treat yourself. All right, so let's kind of do a little bit of a recap, I guess, Galentine's Day so far. You guys, we've raised so much money. We've raised over $1,500. I'm closing those donations. So when you hear this, no, you can no longer donate. I am closing those donations because we've raised so much money that not only was I able to create $50 baskets for 25 women who are at the Volunteers of America Irving Street Women's Residence, but also we have money left over. And that money, I'm going to give it to the parent company, Volunteers of America, so they can distribute that as they see fit. And it's just an amazing thing that we've been able to do. And I've talked about it a lot in the last couple of weeks. And I don't know if you're sick of hearing about it, but we're almost done. It's Friday. And so today, actually, I'm going to have a little bit of a Galentine's Day party. I've invited some friends over to my house. And I talked about it last week, a company that I was working with just for a quick social media campaign. I asked them, hey, do you want to donate to my Galentine's Day thing? And Van Gogh Vodka, they said, yes, not only are we going to donate $100, but they sent me a full bottle of Van Gogh Vodka. We get the fancy stuff for my Galentine's Day party so that I can give to my guests while we make these baskets. They also sent over 24 cookies from Cookie Dough NYC, a company that they were teaming together with for a Galentine's Day project. So we've got vodka and cookies to give out to my girls while we gather here later tonight and make these Galentine's Day baskets. And they're just going to help me put them all together because the amount of things that I have in my back room right now, if you've seen the videos on my Instagram, I've been trying to keep everyone updated. I've been posting videos on my story while I was shopping. I've posted a couple of reels and TikToks. You can follow me there as well. But I posted some stuff about, you know, look at all of this stuff. So go and check that out. I've got hundreds and hundreds of items in my back room that are all organized and we're going to go through and put them in baskets. And then the plan is on Sunday, because Sunday is February 13th, which not only is it Bonzo Baby's birthday, but it's also Galentine's Day. And so I wanted to drop off the baskets on Galentine's Day proper. And that's what I'm going to do. And just let these ladies know that, you know, someone's thinking about them. Someone's rooting for them. Okay. They have support in this community. And I mean, just wanted to give them a little something to maybe help them out. Maybe they're not in the best position right now. I mean, who knows? No one should go without. You know what I mean? When it comes to essentials and toiletries and things like that. So we've been able to do that together. And that is just an incredible thing. I've also talked about potentially wanting to do this again later this year. If we can make this an annual thing, first of all, that would be amazing. But if we can make this an annual thing twice a year, that would be pretty incredible as well. So I'm thinking hopefully we can do Galentine's Day, which we just did, and we can maybe do Gals Giving. That would be really cool to do both of those. It's several months in between, and you know, maybe then I'll go to a different women's shelter and, you know, we can work with them there. So I don't know. It's just an idea and I'm going to work on it. But you guys have made this such a success. I was so nervous in the beginning, like, should I do this? Should I go public with it? Because if it turns out to be a flop, I don't know. I'm going to feel like a failure. I'm going to feel like we failed these women. I'm going to feel a little embarrassed that we couldn't do it. But we did it. We did it. All of those feelings have gone away and we did it. And that's an amazing, beautiful, wonderful thing. So on today's episode, I thought that maybe we could go through some Denver news headlines because I haven't really been paying attention to the city of Denver because Galentine's Day has kind of been taking up all my time. I had some friends in over the last weekend. And I just want to pay attention to Denver. Denver, baby, I still love you, girl. I know I haven't talked to you in a minute, but I still love you. Okay, so let's start out with the snow today. We got some snow coming in. It's Friday, and Denver is looking at getting some snow. The snow is going to start between 5 and 6 p.m., and we're only getting like 1 inch, so it won't be like a couple weeks ago, that snowstorm we got. Denver's only really supposed to accumulate about 1 inch. And Aaron Rodgers, again, with sports, I know, I sound so stupid when I'm talking about sports, but again, I think it's like something that is interesting and somewhat important to Denverites, so why not? Aaron Rodgers recently was asked, hey, would you ever want to go to play for the Denver Broncos? Would you want to go to Denver? And we talked about this before, that there's a possibility, because now there's a connection with the new head coach, that Aaron Rodgers could potentially come out here. So someone asked him, hey, Aaron Rodgers, what about Denver? And all he said was, we'll see. So you're saying there's a chance. All right, I'll take it. I'll take a we'll see. I mean, I know there's like negotiations and he's got to think about, you know, if he wants to live here, which if you're coming from Wisconsin and you're going to Denver, it's like, where's the better place to live? I'm sorry, people from Wisconsin, you little cheeseheads, but it is what it is. It's pretty freaking sweet out here. There's a reason why I don't want to leave. And what happened this week, Table Mesa King Supers in Boulder, they have reopened. So we heard of this terrible, terrible tragedy on March 22nd of 2021. There was a shooting in this King Supers in Boulder. There was 10 victims and it just broke Coloradans' hearts. It broke our hearts. And finally, they were able to reopen after almost a year. It's almost been a year, not quite, but almost a year. And it was an emotional kind of opening because they actually had a crowd kind of gathering before the official like ribbon cutting and the official opening. The crowd gathered around King Supers to honor all 10 victims. And King Supers has announced that later this summer, they are going to plant a tree garden. And each of those trees is going to honor the victims that were lost in this King Supers shooting. So it was definitely emotional. It makes me happy that they were able to reopen and rebuild. It's the same building, same location. And it just kind of goes to show you, like, you can't stop us. Whatever bad, whatever evil there is in this world, you're not going to be able to just stop a community who loves one another, and we're going to continue to rebuild and build each other up. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. So Denver also dropped their mask mandate. This was last week that they had dropped the mask mandate in like public businesses and stuff like that. I personally am still a little uncomfortable with taking my mask off in public, even though I am fully vaccinated and boosted, but I'm just personally not ready yet. It's still February. It's still the cold months. It's still like cold and flu season. You know what I mean? And I just feel like COVID really gears up. You know, we had to deal with Omicron surging through, but now that COVID cases are dropping in Denver and we have an 80% vaccination rate in Denver, that is part of the decision to remove the mask mandate for now, which, you know, that's a good thing. Those numbers, that is a good thing, and I'm all for that. But I don't know. I think I'm going to wait till like April, May, and then I'll take my mask off in public. Maybe. Sometimes. Depends how busy it is. Or, you know, if I walk into a restaurant and there's a lot of people there, I'm going to wait till I get to my table to take my mask off. But that's just a personal choice. That's my personal choice. Although, you know, we really should. We should be listening to the experts. And that's what I'm going to continue to do. I'm going to continue to listen to the experts, but I'm also going to do what makes me feel comfortable. Denver Public Schools, DPS, they are also dropping masks later this month in February for students. It'll be mask optional, just again because of the dropping COVID cases, and a lot of students over the age of 5 are vaccinated or have been able to get vaccinated, and so DPS has decided, yeah, we can drop the mask mandate, and so that's happening later this month in February. Oh man, I'm looking at the time and I'm about to get into it. Yeah, and I'm a little short on time, shorter than usual. I'm sorry on this episode. I've just been so busy. I've been real busy with this Galentine's Day stuff. I've been really busy with the shopping, and I haven't really been doing much outside of it. That's kind of been consuming my life. I've even put like wedding planning on hold. I'm not gonna lie. I've kind of left a couple of vendors on red after asking about prices for their services, and yes, I'm interested and yada, 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 but haven't said like, okay, yes, let's do this and put a deposit down. So I feel really bad about that. But yeah, this Galentine's Day stuff and podcast and starting the new podcast with Dubs, and I've just been busy, 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 and I haven't even been paying attention to my own damn wedding. but yeah, I will get there. So I don't have that much to talk about outside of Galentine's Day. And I'm sorry, this is a short one. It is, but we are gonna get into it. Let's do it. Kim and Kanye. I honestly don't even know where to start because in the last 2 weeks, this has been just all over the place. I mean, this started a couple weeks ago at 4-year-old Chicago's birthday party where Kanye claims he wasn't allowed to know where the party was. And again, I still stand by what I said. Just because you're the dad, it doesn't mean that I, as the mom, have to invite you to the party that I'm throwing. Leaving that out there, I still believe that. Plus, Kanye was supposed to throw her his own party. So that's kind of why he also like wasn't initially invited. But anyway, Kanye's romance with model Julia Fox has also been heating up in the last couple of weeks. The two have been all over each other, calling each other boyfriend, girlfriend. And then it's funny because the next day after saying, oh yeah, that's my boyfriend, that's my girlfriend, Kanye is begging for Kim to come back again. And after that didn't work, Kanye freaked out. And he freaked out on Kim and her family for making him the bad guy, for not letting him see the kids when he wants to. He says that the family pushes the fathers out and he's a victim. And when all of this started, I was like, yes, give it to me. I love the drama. I need more. But then I kind of saw through what was really happening, and it's sad. Listen, we know that Kanye has had troubles with his mental health in the past, and that is not something that just goes away. And I think what we're seeing here is a man struggling. He is struggling and he doesn't know how to handle it. So now that Kim's out of his life, I don't know. I don't know who's looking out for him. And that is a little bit of a scary place to be. So yeah, Kanye is wrong on so, so many accounts. And I really disagree with a lot of the things that he's doing, but I'm hoping that we can at least be nice to him while he's clearly struggling. I mean, at this point, it is up to Kim and Kanye and their lawyers to figure out a custody plan and a schedule for both parents to be able to spend time with the kids. And I do think we'll do that. I don't think Kim is heartless. I don't think Kim's going to try to take the kids away from Kanye forever. I think she will try to work with him, but Kanye has to understand that there are some limitations. You guys are not together as a couple anymore, and you cannot just barge into her house anytime you want to, even if it is to see the kids. So hopefully they get something figured out. And I really want to focus on myself and you guys. Like, I'm sorry. I love, love, love the drama. Yes. But in this scenario, it's a little bit deeper than just some like whatever drama. So let's leave them alone. But here's some baby daddy drama that we can get into. Singer Dani Lay and rapper DaBaby. So these two had a child together last August. And before that, they were like on again, off again, kind of relationship, in and out of it. You know what I mean? It's always messy, but then they had a baby. So sure, that fixed everything, right? No. So a few months later, after having the baby in August, in November, DaBaby and Dani Lay got into an altercation at his home. They were there chilling. Dani Lay was feeding the baby. She was breastfeeding. And I guess DaBaby got his phone out and started to record her. And Dani was like, no, don't do that. And she told him to stop. And she put a pillow up because she was laying on the bed to like kind of block her and him, and he got mad and they got into a little bit of an altercation. So he actually called the cops on her, claims that she was hitting him, which there's definitely that possibility, but he kicked her out. It's just weird that like this fight initially started from her just trying to feed her child. Like, don't film her doing that, but whatever. Since then, they are not together anymore, so they say, but you know how that goes sometimes. But they are keeping it civil in order to co-parent with one another. And that's like the best case scenario. That's the best thing that you can possibly do, is to just try to keep it civil so you can co-parent this child together and things can be okay. But it looks like DaBaby has some beef with Dani Lay's brother, because DaBaby found him at a bowling alley. Have you seen this video? And he jumped Danny's brother. They ended up running onto the lanes. They're slipping and falling everywhere. It was actually quite hilarious because, like, hello, you're at a bowling lane. Like, those lanes are slippery. If you've never stepped on them, they're for real slippery. They're all oiled up. But DaBaby and his crew jumped Dani's brother. It was just one guy against like six. That's not fair. That's not cool. Like, come on. But the baby and all of his crew, they all left before the cops got there. We don't know exactly why they were fighting, but obviously there's some beef in between the two. Meanwhile, Dani Lay, it looks like she's trying to stay out of this. She actually deleted her entire Instagram. I don't know what that's about. It's very interesting. I got some sad news, guys. The cause of death has been released for Bob Saget, who passed away January 9th. Initially, it was thought that he suffered from a heart attack or a stroke, as that kind of thing runs in his family. And his family got the final conclusions from authorities, and they wanted fans to know that Bob Saget passed away from head trauma. There was a large bruise found on the back of his head, and so we're assuming he must have fallen or he hit his head, maybe while leaning back on the headboard. I've done that before while laying down in bed, and I guess he didn't realize the severity of it, how hard he had actually hit his head, and he just went to sleep later that evening, and he never woke up. This is a shock. It's a shock, and it's really, really sad. And I can't imagine how his wife and how his family is feeling about it. But Bob, you know, he was an awesome guy, and everyone only has good things to say about him. And that's the kind of legacy that you want to be able to leave no matter what, right? So rest in peace, Bob Saget. Okay, that does it for me. I'm sorry this was a short one, but happy Friday. Happy Breakfast Burrito Friday. Make sure to get your breakfast burrito. If you want to listen to my song, I have it up on my Facebook and my Instagram, you know, just to kind of get you through the day. But thank you once again for all of your Galentine's Day contributions. It really, really means a lot, and we have been able to do some really great things. I will post some video footage of us making the baskets of my little Galentine's Day party. Some footage of us not only putting them together, but like how we did it, how we're going to make them pretty. And so it'll be a lot of fun. And then you'll be able to see the final product, what the basket looks like all together. By the way, it's like 35 items. 35 items that we've been able to get for 25 women, from toiletries, first aid, feminine hygiene. I even got some Valentine's Day chocolates, some crafting fun for them to enjoy. That was on their wish list. And I'm so glad that we were able to make that happen. happen. And we made it happen because of you, okay? We did it together. So don't forget that. Hopefully we can do another Galentine's Day fundraiser next year, but also hopefully we can get that Gals Giving fundraiser in motion as well. Love you lots. Thank you for listening. Bye.